Since September 11th, Americans have focused attention on helping victims of the attack and then on the war in Afghanistan. Interest in issues such as poverty and human rights abuses has faded, but in some countries, those concerns simply never go away. NPR's Alex Chadwick spoke with a newly published writer from India.
His name doesn't fit. It's Harsh. That's the writer's first name, Harsh Mander. His job doesn't fit either. A former government bureaucrat now working for an aid organization. We don't expect bureaucrats to make real for us the aching need of the desperately poor. Harsh Mander is country director for India of a development support organization, Action Aid. He was in Washington last week for a conference and came to NPR to discuss his book, Unheard Voices. Stories about almost two dozen of the men, women, and children in India that he's known in more than two decades of working with the poor. These are not stories of triumph, but somehow the people in them do manage to endure.
You encounter poor people who display a huge amount of courage and humanism. And I think that's something that's not properly seen or understood. For instance, there's this sex worker who is abandoned by her husband. There's a raid and she's put into a home and they discover she has HIV. Things get worse and worse for her. But what was extraordinary was at the end of it, somebody else had abandoned another child with HIV in the institution where she was, and she decided to adopt the child, bring her up in the midst of all her extreme difficulties. And things like this that one keeps encountering. And I see hope in the way that people who we deny their essential humanity do extraordinary amounts to reclaim that humanity.
What was the story you saw that got you to start writing these things down?
It's difficult to say, but I think people with leprosy, that's one thing that people in America would probably be not even remotely connected with. Leprosy is like AIDS in that the kind of stigma that it entails. I mean, if you have leprosy, then you're abandoned by your family, by the community. In a place that I worked, I saw this group of people with leprosy who used to beg and who really lived the most lonely kinds of lives that I could have seen. In the course of work, we talked about them giving up begging and restarting life with dignity in something called a village of hope. But what really struck me was that given the small chance, the huge amount that they did to retrieve and reclaim that dignity, it's about 18, 19 years now, and not one of them beg. And they've struggled through very difficult times, but they really hold their head high.
When we were talking about these stories earlier, I told you that to me, they seem very, very foreign. I mean, this is hugely removed from the life that we know in America.
Yeah, I think it would be equally foreign for middle-class people even within India, because it's really about people that I describe as invisible, the people who we don't really see. And I really wouldn't agree with you that, I mean, I think that there are people within the United States also, if you think of people in mental hospitals, people with disabilities, poor people in jails. But what is foreign about them is not so much that they speak a different language, but that they live in conditions that most of us never encounter.
Is there something you could read from the book for us that would give us some flavor of the stories?
There's a story about a tribal indigenous person who was displaced from his ancestral lands, not very differently from the way indigenous people have been displaced in many parts of the world. And he was picked up with his family, thrown into the forests, and a huge reservoir submerged his land. I end the story with a quote from him. Nanhe is his name. Nanhe is among the few who remain, because he had neither the strength nor the will to struggle and start life anew once more. He sits quietly outside his hut for most of the day. But sometimes when he speaks, he says softly to anyone who is willing to hear. When I am on a boat in the middle of the reservoir, and I know that hundreds of feet beneath me, at that very point, lie my village and my home and my fields, all of which are lost forever. It is then that my chest rips apart, and I cannot bear the pain.
Let me ask how you personally bear the pain is probably not the right word, but certainly burden of these stories.
For me, there was a very strong set of ethics in the writing of these stories. They're not stories where you can just walk in, find a story, write it, and walk out. They're people whose trust you have to gain, people whose trust you have to maintain. And that is hard, but probably the hardest story that, for me to write, which is one of a riot between Hindus and Muslims, in which one woman lost 69 people of her family and her community, were hacked to pieces, and she was the lone survivor. They sliced off her leg and thought she was dead, and that's how she survived. And a story like that is really hard to carry with you. 15 years later, this one woman is still struggling to get justice from the legal system. And she recently won a victory. The people who had done this to her were convicted, largely because of her perseverance. I think that one point of trying to communicate this to other people is that injustice is not about what's happening to other people. Injustice is about what you're doing about it yourself. And I think that's really the burden that each of us should carry.
Are you going to go on as an aid worker, or would you prefer, really, to leave that part of your life behind and simply be a writer?
I would primarily like to be a practitioner, a person who acts. But I would also like to be a person who reports and records. It's a history of our world, a part of the history of our world which isn't told. And I think we need to know what life is like for other people who don't have access to the same kind of spaces for articulation that we have.
Activist and writer Harsh Mander. His new book is called Unheard Voices, Stories of Forgotten Lives. It's published by Penguin Books India and is available through them online. In Washington, this is Alex Chadwick, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.